Good morning, Venerable Farahi.
Good morning. How are you all?
Doing great, thank you. I bet you've got some beautiful weather up there where you are. All the spring trees.
Cherry blossoms are just gorgeous.
Good morning, David. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin Lamo.
Hello, Dadana. How are you?
Doing very well.
Good.
Hola, Alejandra.
How are you, Donna?
Very well, thank you. Hey, Susie.
I'm having something done at my house, so I'm going to have to leave and then come back, so I'll just turn the video off.
Okay, great.
Can you put me for Spanish, please?
Sure. Lamala, I'm going to make you the host so that you can do that, just so that you've got the experience doing it.
Hola, Patri. Buenos días. Cecilia, buenos días.
Dale, buen día.
Buenos días.
Hola, Emi. Buenos días.
Día, buen día a todas.
Buenos días. Cuéntame.
En Bahía hay corte de luz, así que Marcelo está sin luz. Hay varios cortes y por ahí se me corta a mí también. Están cortando la luz.
Suele suceder. Alice, ¿cómo estás? Buen día.
Hola, Ale, ¿cómo estás? ¿Bien?
Bien, bien.
Bueno, Mitra, también, ¿todo bien? ¿Joshua?
Todo bien, gracias. Lamala, can you switch me to Spanish, please?
Yeah, I was having trouble getting her on as host. She's on now.
Good morning. Please have a seat. Oh, yeah.
Okay, Shlo, we can't see you. Is your video turned off?
dissolved into emptiness.
We just see a red screen.
Oh, no, sir. What happened?
Here we go. Now we see you.
No, I lost where. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good morning, Domasi. Good morning, Nili. Good morning, Patti. Oh, this was. Tashi Dele Alex. Sandra. Good morning, Joy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patricia. Good morning, Meredith. Good morning, Goina. Good morning, Julie. Good morning, Megan. Good morning, Emily's. Good morning, Cecilia. Good morning, Karen. Good morning, Jill. How's Marinda?
Sleep, but she's doing the same, but still happy and trying to cope with her pain every day. Thank you for asking.
Good morning, William. Good morning, Venerable Hamullah. Good morning, Venerable Kelsang. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
Good morning, Arlene. Good morning, Helen. Good morning, David. Good morning, Susie. Good morning, Dr. Watkin. Good morning, Michael. Mother Flurry. You shave your head? Oh, no. Good morning, Phillips. Good morning, Venerable Tenzin. Good morning, children. Oh, yeah. Oh, good morning, Javier. Javier also. That's right. Okay, Alhamdulillah, begin with short prayer. Okay, so begin with short prayer.
Let's begin with by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Jayata Om Mune Mune. Mahamunaye Soha Eata Omune Mune Mahamunaye Soha Eata Now the Medicine Buddha, a verse of praise and mantra. So we'll say that 7 times. Bhagawan, with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light.
So all my friend, please visualize if you can. This is just to get some ideas. Now, right now, probably so visualization may be weak. It doesn't matter. Get some ideas. So visualize. Not on just your head. Visualize. Medicine Buddha on head of many beings possible, including your own pet, your family member, the person who passed away recently from your family member. You can visualize on their head to Medicine Buddha. There's something that we need to practice and to become familiar with the ideas. So then eventually, hopefully, that idea may turn into realities. So that means it becomes more like real rather than just mere idea. It becomes more real than just mere idea. Okay, so just visualize. So then while we recite the Medicine Buddha mantra, the nectar flows. So Medicine Buddha, even just like sadhana, this kind of guides you, rangi chiwo. So just a short sadhana, I'm just saying this, rangi chiwo, rang, your chiwo, crown. Even the word kind of guides, rangi chiwo, you say, on my crown, that's what it means, rangi chiwo. Sanjay Menjila, Medicine Buddha. Kundo Ngumbu, blue color. Chalchik, one face. So right hand, supreme giving hand gestures, like something like this. And holding a medicinal plant. Even though it has like particular name, Arura, but doesn't matter, medicine plant. Left hand meditative positions, placing on the lap. They're holding a bowl filled with medicine. So even though they're generally speaking, there are like immortality nectars, inexhaustible nectars, medicinal nectars. In this case, the is for health, so that's why you visualize that bowl filled with medicinal nectar, amrita, same thing. So there's the first one you visualize, but then if you follow the whole sadhana, so then you visualize two of that, another one, there are 7 of them, then you visualize. So then you recite each name according to sadhana, seven times, so then the number seven one dissolve into six, six dissolve into the five, five dissolve into the fourth, fourth, third, second, then the last one measures in Buddha, so then dissolve into your body. So then you recite the mantra. So while you are reciting the name of the medicine, each medicine Buddha, so you need to visualize the nectar constantly flow through your body. They completely purify all the sicknesses. Sicknesses, you know, like problem related to the body, related to the mind, such as anger, jealousy, attachment, all of that. So then, body becoming crystal clear, you know. So that's the one way to achieve healthy body, healthy mind, based on medicine, but the practice, something that, you know, we can do, okay? So then eventually, hopefully, that visualization might become real. Right now it's just idea following sadhana or some word that kind of guides you where you're supposed to visualize or what kind of image, what kind of color, how many heads, what right hand is doing, what left hand is doing, so then they visualize, you know, that. So I want to live long, healthy life. The only one goal to liberate yourself, to liberate all other beings from all the problems. The experience that you have, that you yourself going through the problem, then when you look around, everybody else going through the same kind of problems. More or less, same kind of problems. Challenge. So then to rise, to set the best form of intentions like bodhicitta. So then aim for full enlightenment. So then practice six professions to reach the goal. And, you know, just to benefit, that's all, just to benefit yourself and benefit others. Like hoping liberation for yourself and liberation for others. So in that case, probably it's important to live long, healthy life, like healthy body, healthy mind. So that's one can do that based on medicine Buddha practice. So healthy mind refers to positive mind. Positive mind. Of course, when you do this medicine Buddha practice, then you do generate positive mindset. So that's healthy mind. So then, medicine Buddha is, even though you yourself doesn't have, you may think, oh, I have no power, but practice itself does has power. So it will help. Just want to share that with you. So if you can visualize, okay, medicine Buddha on your palm. So then visualize while we recite the mantra. Nectar flows through the bowl that medicine Buddha is holding. And that bowl is, in this particular case, is for health. That bowl is filled with medicinal amrita. Nectar flows and fill up your body from head to toe. Completely purify all the sicknesses. Spirit harm, obstacles. Then your body become like, how you say, like crystal. No stain, become crystal clear. Your body become like that. Means healthy body means no issue with the health. Okay? So with that visualization, so then we say the medicine Buddha, Samala. So then we'll lead.
We'll do this seven times together. Teyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, Raja samugate soha, seyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante. Raja samugate soha, seyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante. Raja samugate soha, seyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante. Raja samugate soha, seyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante. Raja samugate soha. Heyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, raja samugate soha. Heyata om bekante, bekante, maha bekante, bekante, raja samugate soha. Now the four measurables. May all sentient beings have happiness in the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends or hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends, or hatred for enemies. Now the two mantras. First one is Chenrezig's verse of praise and mantra. Chenrezig is the Buddha of great compassion. So we'll say the mantra 8 times. Not veiled by any fault, white in color, whose head a perfect Buddha crowns in light. Gazing compassionately at all beings, to you, Chenrezig Ao Singwen, I prostrate. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 And now Green Tara's verse of praise and mantra. So we'll say the mantra 7 times. Tare liberates from cycles of existence. Tutare liberates from all fears. Ture liberates from all sickness. I prostrate to the liberator, Mother Tara. Om Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Tu 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 Tare Tu Re Soha. Om Tare Chu Tare Chu Re Soha. This is the Refuge in Bodhicitta prayer.
Sanje Chada Sanje Chanam La Chanjo Pandol Dat. Dage Chishi Nime Sanam Je Andola Penje Sanje Kumbara Sho. Sanje Chada Sanje Chanam La Chanjo Pandol Dane Chavu. Dage Chishi Nime Sanam Je Andola Penje Sanje Kumbara Sho. Sanje Chada Sanje Chanam La Chanjo Pandol Dane Chavu. Dabe, Ramula, please, can you lead 9 round breathing meditations so we will start class?
Mm-hmm. Right, so get into your meditation position. So the most important thing, if you're not familiar with the meditation position, is to just keep your back straight and try to relax all the tension in your body, your neck, forehead, shoulders. And then you can examine your mind. You see whether your mind is positive, negative, or neutral. And as we're doing this practice, we're assuming that it's either it's negative. And if so, we have to do something in order to make the mind at least neutral, in order to receive the teachings and to do any kind of meditation practice. So then you do is you what you're doing is 3 rounds of breathing meditation. So what you do is you put your little finger on top of your ring finger and put it on your left nostrils, and then breathe deep and slowly through your right nostril. You're breathing in. And then to breathe out, you shift your hand over to your right nostril and slowly breathe out. And you do that 2 more times, which makes the first round. And then in the second round of 3, you take your right hand, and you can put your middle finger on top of your ring finger if you like. And then you close, you put it on top of your right nostril. And then you inhale through your left nostril, deep and slowly. And then you shift your finger on your right hand to your left nostril and breathe out deeply and slowly out of your right nostril. Can you repeat this two more times? So that's the second round. And then for the last round of three, we breathe in deeply and slowly through both nostrils. I'll repeat that two times. And Gishla explained it to them once. So should you do it again?
No, Miss. So thank you, Lamala. Very good. So now, please, would you lead the meditation on as So this nine round breathing meditations. According to Lam Rim, this also for the sake of knowledge. According to Lam Rim, is a kind of technique that you use how to eliminate wasted energy. Wasted energy created by uptight mindset. Uptight mindset, does it make sense? Uptight mindset. Based on idea, opinion, five objects that we, you know, develop tight mindset. So that kind of waste very energy that mind's riding on. According to Vajrayana practice or Tantra practice, energy is like person who has ability to walk but is blind, cannot see, but able to move around, cannot see. That's energy. If you put into some kind of visual image, so energy is like this, energy is like that. Yeah, say a blind person, able to move but cannot see. So now the mind is like, someone who has ability to see but not ability to move around. No, there's something wrong with the leg, cannot move but can see, but cannot move. So that's a special term in Tibetan called Loa Mide. I'm not sure how to say it. Even I don't remember the term in Tibetan. Anyway, for the sake of knowledge, the energy is called Shao Mide. Shao Mide, that's the term for energy. Shao Mide, someone who is like, Shao Mide. Shao Migde, sorry, the Shao Migde refers to mind. Not able to move, but able to see. Sorry, I'm screwing up here. Yeah, lower kange, there's reverse energy. Lower kange has leg, but doesn't have eye. Energy. Make sense? Has eye to see, but doesn't have leg to move around. Energy. Lower kange, shao mi de, so refers to mind. So anyway, combine mind and energy, able to move, able to see. This is the combination of mind and energy. It's a walk up combination of mind and energy. That's why able to move. And just energy cannot see. Just my mind cannot move without energy. So that means according to Vajrayana practice, every mind is riding on energy. If that very mind become uptight, so their energy is wasted. So according to Lam Rim, this very same nine round breathing meditations, according to Lam Rim, is to help us how to eliminate wasted energy that's been stuck into our channels, do cause physical discomfort, and to contribute to mental discomfort. That's why you need to get rid of them through 9 round breathing meditations. According to Mahamudra teachings, so this 9 round breathing meditation is to clear out our mind, or like separate the murky mind and the general mind, to separate. Or maybe just think about, put the water in the glass with the dust, shake them, now you can tell which is dust, which is a clear water. So if you let it sit, then it kind of separate exactly like that. The 9 round breathing meditation, right at the beginning, mind's all upset, can't really tell. Nature of mind is pure, can't really tell or see or experience because it's all mixed. So when you come down through meditation, breathing meditation, whatever meditation you do, and kind of slowly separate, now you can see clearly. Clearly like this, you know, all the dust settles down. And above that, there's the nature of mind. There's the actual nature of mind. Unfortunately, many times we don't experience that because we are upset, caught up with something, uptight with something, you know, not able to think straight. Or many obstacles. For the sake of knowledge, I just want you to know the purpose of lying down, breathing meditation according to Lam Rim. Eliminating wasted energy caused by uptight mind. Every thought comes with energy. Every thought, positive, negative, neutral, every thought comes with energy. So, Lucim Lesurvan. Lucim Lesurvan is flexible. There's flexibility in your physical body. You can stretch, you can move, you can bend. That's flexibilities. Or sometimes people feel tightness in their physical body, so then do yoga to stretch. Same thing. Not much emphasize on the mental, even though mind gets so tight. Not much emphasize on that, even though yoga becomes so famous in the Western world, but not much yoga when it comes down to the mind. Well, mind also do get tight. So then how to make it more flexible? Oh, that like no need. That's why you need Lam Rim. Otherwise, physical stress compared to mental stress is much easier. Don't need to think much. But mental stress, you know, to mind to become, that's in order to create flexibility within the mind or requires some understanding. Some understanding. Not some, but it needs quite a bit of understanding. So the Lamrim is the perfect teaching. Lamrim is the perfect teachings that teach you, that guides you step by step how to create flexibility within the mind, For example, Chibi Mingum, you know, this, according to Lama Tsongkhapa, Foundation of the Good Qualities, the text, short learning text, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, in that text, says Chibi Mingum. So when you reach that stanza, when you look around, Chibi Mingum. What it says, what that very word, what it says, you are not going to be satisfied by doing things, collecting things, getting things. You are not going to satisfy. So that was exactly what it says. Sometimes their translation is like, seeking samsara pleasure is draw to all the problems. So I kind of disagree with their translation. It's like, not being satisfied. So now ask yourself questions. How many times you satisfied? How often you satisfied? How often you complain? How often you satisfied? Question boils down on that. Of course you will find something to complain. You are going to find something to complain till you liberate yourself from samsara. You are always going to find something to complain. The reason for complaint is not going to end long as you are not free from samsara. So that's that fact, that's the reality. How often you ask yourself a question, how often you satisfy? What is satisfaction? So what is contentment? What is contentment? What is satisfaction? Choshe. If you have satisfaction, if you satisfy, you are the richest person on this planet. If you are not satisfied, you could be a billionaire, but you are the poorest person on this planet. You are the poorest of the poor on this planet if you are not satisfied. Chibi Mingum. When you say this word, Chibi Mingum, not being satisfied, doing things, then you look around. Yes, true. It's very true. Looking for more, you are dissatisfied. So that will invite more problems. So of course, I wonder why there's desire. Of course there's desire because we are part of the desire realms. That's why that means desire play important role in our realm. That's why it's called desire realm, formless realm. That's three realm. Our world is part of the desire realm. That's why there's desire. But you can still satisfy having a desire, you can still satisfy. You could be very much dissatisfied with desire, that's for sure. Different minimums. So it's, you know, it's just kind of gives you some relief, even just knowing. Even though you may not be able to put into practice, just knowing what Lama Tsongkhapa said gives you some relief, and learn what is the satisfaction to learn. Everything is relative. Everything is relative. Some part of the world, the very food they consume, you won't even think about eating that. You won't even think about, just forget about eating it. You won't even think about eating that food. That's what this kind of food people eat. That's the only food they have. You won't even just think about eating them, just forget about eating it. So now, even there, some of people even don't have that kind of food. Yeah, everything's relatives. So now you think about complaining, you know. Everything's relatives. So, satisfaction is the result of thinking, the meditations that you develop, you know. So maybe there's something to all of, including myself, all my friends, there's something we need to pay a little more attention. Maybe that's the one leading all the problems. Maybe that's the one inviting all the problems into our life. Maybe to minimize complications is to be content. Easy to say, but you know, I'm here, one who's saying it, but you could say the same thing. Now the question is, when you say, Chibi Mimum Dungakunji Go, very word the Lama Tsongkhapa said in the foundation of the good quality, Chibi Mimum, not just remember the word, then you think, pause and think. Then ask, question rise, are you satisfied? The question, immediately after the question rise, are you satisfied? Then someday you end up saying, oh, nothing to complain, no. I'm not only human beings, you know, so there are like 6 billion human beings. And right now, because of the technology, you don't have to go there, you can see how they live, how they make their living, how they live. Wow. Yeah, so Shokshi Chinchin Gokhang, Chubu Gonyan Chichi, one of the Kantama Masters said, Shokshi Chinchin Gokhang, say, for example, satisfaction is like house. For example, let's put satisfaction is like house. Okay, just say satisfaction is like house. Chubu Gonyan Chichi, say you are rich persons sleeping in front of their door. Shokshi Chinchin Gokhang, Chubu Gonyan Chichi, Deva Chinchin Maso is. So you are unnoticed by desire. You are not bothered or unnoticed by desire. You are not bothered by desire. Why? Because you are satisfied. You are content. Choshe Chinchin Gokhang, Chubu Gonyan Chichi is. Deva Chinchin Maso Yoba is. One of the Kardam Masters said, satisfaction is like house. You are like rich persons means you are content. So that's why you are sleeping in front of that door, which is like satisfaction. You are sleeping there, not bothered by desires, or no desire will not notice you. You are there. So keep in minimum dunga kunchikos. Then you pause there till the question arises, are you satisfied? If not, why? Compare. Compare yourself, compare. Compare yourself with some part of the world that people eat food that even you don't think about, even you don't think to eat that food. And they eat that every single day, same food every single day. So now you ask yourself questions. Now you are complaining of food. Now your question is why you are complaining of food? Why are you complaining? Same thing, clothes, country, environment, people, some country, the people live there under constant fear. Now compare. You complain about your country, now compare. Is that true? Dissatisfaction is a draw to all the problems. Is that true? Just pause, analyze, brainstorm, ask questions. Is that true? So then immediately after that, the question arises, are you content? Are you satisfied? Doesn't say not knowing much about learning is draw to all the suffering. Doesn't say dissatisfaction is draw to all the problems. Dissatisfaction. It doesn't say not becoming Buddhism is not become Buddhist is draw to all the suffering. Didn't say. Did not say. Oh, didn't say. Dissatisfaction is draw to all the suffering, all the problems. It didn't be rules. Oh, came right after that, Idemiro Sivya Funzo. Unreliable, samsari goodness. Don't hold tight on something. Why? Change. Changing. It's going to change. Changing. It's not going to be there forever. Idemiru sivya punzo. Sivya punzo, samsari goodness related to the five objects, no? So five objects. Object that you correspond with the eye consciousness, shape, color. Object that you correspond with ear, sound, pleasant, unpleasant, neutral. Object you correspond with the North consciousness, smell, pleasant, unpleasant, neutrals. Taste, pleasant, unpleasant, neutrals. Tactile, smooth, rough, you know, neutrals, all of them. Each time when you correspond with those external five objects of the desire realms, what is called Deyonga, five objects of desire realms. Each time when you correspond with five objects of the desire realms, how much satisfaction you bring in and how much dissatisfaction you bring in. This is your moral responsibility. This is your moral responsibility. Nobody to blame. Because you have five senses, you are the one who is corresponding with them through your five senses. How you view them, what's your view, what's your idea about those five objects, what's your idea is like something you never change. Ignorance. There's no wisdom, it's ignorance. How you see, you didn't receive it for so. These are the drawback. These are the drawback of samsari goodness. Drawback. No, not saying this, oh, samsari is good or bad. No, no, no. There's mistake. Not saying that. Lama Chong was not saying, oh, samsari goods are negative. No, no. Lama Chong was not saying that. Draw back up samsari goodness is constantly change. Constantly change. There's a drawback that we need to be aware of right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. That doesn't mean Lama Chong was not saying, oh, don't enjoy. Lama Chong was not saying that, don't enjoy. Lama Chong was not saying. This is a result of your positive karma. Why not you enjoy it? This is a result of your positive karma. No, no, I'm not saying that. Buddhism is not saying, oh, don't enjoy it. No, no, not saying that. Don't become attached. Don't hold tightly on them, even this life. Even this life, don't hold tightly. You need to be aware. This is not mortal, immortal. This is mortal. Or don't think that you are going to be here forever. Ignorance. Ignorance. Don't fool by that idea that you are going to be here forever. That idea is deceiving. That's not wisdom. Oh, I may not be here. Is the correct English? Huh?
I may not be here.
Yeah, I may not be here tomorrow. Oh, that idea is not deceiving. That idea has some wisdom. You will get something out of that idea. But you learn how to shape your life. Sticking with that idea. Having that idea, you learn something. Probably you will try to get the best out of your life daily basis because you have no you don't believe that you will be here tomorrow. Then you will try to do the best things as possible. Long way, long way. Because you admit that you don't have confidence. You don't have evidence. That evidence to prove that you are going to be here tomorrow. You don't have evidence. So that idea is called wisdom. So that idea will help you to make better choice in day-to-day life. So that idea is not deceiving. That idea is called wisdom. So you learn something and you learn how to make the best choice in life. Dissatisfaction is door to all the problems. Not all the problems. Pause there. Pause. Ask questions. How often? How long you been eating? Oh, last 50 years. Yeah? How long you been eating? Last 50 years. How often you contend? Oh, I'm not sure like how many times I come contend. Oh, that like that same thing. How long have you been wearing clothes? Since probably after a few months after I was born. How often you said that you are completely satisfied with this particular clothes? I have to think. So there's something including myself, all my friends that we need to pay some attention. If that leads to all the problems that we need to take that piece of teachings seriously. No? Something is making our life more complicated mentally. So we need to find out. We do the same thing. If there's something pain, we go to see doctors. We ask experts, can you please diagnose because I have some ache here, some ache there. So doctor, they study medicine, so they diagnose, they know exactly what is wrong in the body, generally speaking. So then based on that, they prescribe medicines. So then maybe give you some advice or not to consume this kind of food, that kind of food, time, everything. If you follow all the guidelines, you will be healed. And there's evidence that other people heal, but you will be healed. Same thing. Many people are liberated practicing Lamrim. That's evidence. If you see, that's evidence. But still we have doubt. Well, we don't, I don't think it's just meat liberation. I don't think I can be liberated. We have tons of doubt, very little wisdom, tons of doubt. Sorry to say, but my friend, sorry to say, but that's the fact. You say the word, because you are reciting foundation, all the good quality. Pause. Ask yourself questions. Are you satisfied? Oh, not really. I'm not satisfied because I've been eating rice and lentil last 3 days. Your reason. I'm not satisfied because I've been eating rice and lentil last 3 days. Or think about some part of the world. They even don't have rice and lentil. They eat some flowers, cook in the water, put some salt, they eat that. All day long, day after day, week after day, week month after month, now you complain. Now you rethink, oh, I thought I'm the only one who's eating rice and lentil last season. No, there are people who even doesn't never had rice and lentil. Rice is like delicacy. This is only you eat only occasionally, you don't eat every day. So you are here, you're eating last 3 days in a row, eating rice, and you don't see there's a delicacy, you see there's something raw, something bad. Same object. Some people see the delicacy, and you are now dissatisfied. Now where the dissatisfaction is, it's not on rice, it's not on the object, it's not on the object, it's here. See? So that's how Lamrim shape your life. Every day, when I say, you may better choose me, you try to do something that benefits this life, and there's also benefit next life, and there's some benefit towards liberation and full enlightenment. The very things that you do every day, it makes you happy. There's some benefit in next life for higher rebirth, and there's some benefit that they're dedicated for liberation and full enlightenment. Less complain. You need to say in the word, you know, so I am content. There's nothing really to complain. I'm content. My ego just start to complain. But in reality, there's really nothing to complain. There's really nothing to complain. Because my ego is dissatisfied. It's been dissatisfied since the beginning of this time. If you don't teach a lesson, it's not going to be satisfied by itself. They're saying it requires quite a bit of knowledge in order to satisfy. So then talks of idemiru, sibepunzo, unreliable, samsaric goodness. Understand the drawback of that is dissatisfactions is the drawback. Then what I should do, reflecting on the drawback of those things, samsari goodness, something that I greatly enjoy, now what I should do? Not just, if you are greatly enjoying this good news, no, you are not just greatly enjoying, and you are dissatisfied. What is the choice now? Then you say, okay, to reflect your Lama Tsongkhwa, you are saying, no, Lama Tsongkhwa, you are telling us to meditate on the door back up. These are reflections and like, unreliable samsari goodness. What I should do? What is the another choice? Aim everlasting happiness. What is called liberations? Aim for that. Aim for that. That's what I'm saying. Nimi rinne thabe devala. Chunye chimbo chewa chunje los. Make the strong wish to achieve liberations. That's the choice. That's the choice. That's the best choice. The best for you, for forever, best choice. Oh, that's too big to achieve. I don't think I can achieve. Why you think like that? Buddha's lifetime, there's a person called Angulimala. Angul, thumb, mala, rosary, killed 999 people. Very dead life managed to liberate. Why you are thinking that you can't have no chance? Why you are thinking you have no chance? Why? What kind of valid reason to prove that? Why you think? So there's no happiness. It's kind of like tricky term. Happiness generated by looking, touching, hugging, same thing. Happiness generated by reading. Happiness generated by thinking what you read. And happiness generated by thinking again and again, thinking deeper what you read. Oh, you can generate that happiness. It's not that difficult. You could do. Do you believe in happiness by looking something? Do you believe? When you go to museum art, when you look at some art, this kind of makes you happy? Is that happiness. Is that everlasting happiness? No. It's not everlasting happiness. But is it happiness? It is happiness. Happiness by smelling something good. Do you enjoy it? Did you ever experience that? Yes. This is happiness. With satisfaction, this happiness will last longer. With satisfaction, this type of happiness will last longer. Means you will appreciate more what you have. Rather than looking, meditating on what you don't have, dissatisfactions. You will appreciate more what you have, rather than solely focusing on what I don't have. Yeah. I very much wish I could speak like you. I could speak English like you. I very much wish. That's something I don't have. If I just solely focus on that, what good comes out of that? Nothing. Or you study hard. Or it is what it is. So that also you are saying in English. Grass is green. Other side of grass is green.
The grass is green on the other side of the fence.
Grass is green. Other side of the fence. That means you don't see your grass is green enough. Even though you have green grass, but you don't see that. So it's not green enough. Samsari happiness requires effort, dedication, intentions, actions, Same thing. Happiness of liberation requires effort, dedications, investment. You need to invest energy and time. Same thing. What's the difference? Or difference? Process less complicated, more pure. I mean, for the liberations, same require some effort, a lot of effort. Same thing. Effort in the samsaric happiness. There's no guarantee. You could put some effort, there's no guarantee it will bring happiness, there's no guarantee. Could go badly wrong, could go, there's like possibility, there's so many things could go wrong before you achieve some happiness. According to liberation, no, there's nothing will go wrong. Then nothing will go wrong. It will take time, but nothing will go wrong. Samsara pleasure, there are so many things could go wrong. There's risk. There's no guarantee. No, so then I'll stop going. Of course, most of the time we just mumble the word. You know, then once in a while, then you kind of aware of what you're saying. Then you pause. So the one thing that I kind of forgot that like please every day, okay, all my friends, including myself, each time we experience some difficulties, trying to connect that, you know, Four Noble Truth. Try to use the knowledge of Four Noble Truth in day-to-day life challenge. Each time when you face some kind of challenge, first thing that you need to do is to diagnose why there's problem, why there's problems. Don't quick to blame, oh, because of a Gigi Sambo. Wrong. Could be wrong. There's 100% chance there could be wrong. The first thing that we do is like, why? What is the problem? Oh, the problem is like, I've said something to somebody, that person not listening, that's the problem. For example, no problem could be so many things. Why you take this so seriously? There's question after questions. I said something to Gigi Sambo's nephew, then he's not listening. Why there's so big deal? Why they're so serious? Why? Ask question, why they're so serious? I'm not sure what kind of answer. What is the most serious things that for you is your mental happiness? If that's the most serious things that you think in your life, so that's then you need to protect them. You know, every day, like I say, every day. So that's why not able to subdue your mind, all sorts of negative mind rise. Then if you don't focus, then you become kind of like go with that, so then it become worse and worse. You're not being mindful. Then it becomes part of your life. So anger becomes part of your life. You get angry all the time. So you never thought about doing something, and then it's hard. Okay. So antidote needs to be developed in the smallest part. You can work with the subtle anger. You know, subtle anger needs to be the last to deal with. First, you need to work with the gross anger. you have a challenge. When you come down, abandonment, you challenge with the growth part. The antidote will probably be small, then it will become bigger and bigger. Yeah, like London. It's not global things. Lama Adisha is not Kajuni Masaja Giluk. Lama Adisha is Kadama Master. And found the word Lamrim stages the path. You know. It's taught by Shachamuni Buddha. Passed down to Nagarjuna, Arya Asanga, then Lama Adisha, then Lama Tsongkhapa. So the two term line name chas. If you just reach one time, just one time, not say every day, read one time. Through the two term times, just reading one time, listening one time. Tamjuche the two references. What kind of benefit you bring in? You're bringing in the benefit of teaching Lamrim. You're bringing the benefit of listening or listening Lamrim. Lakshay Dubang in the traditions. So there's much benefit involved. You know. Then foundation, all the good quality, this very short Lamrim. It's easy to memorize. You know, we memorize song. So need to really, we need to think seriously, you know. Oh, I would like to meet Lama Tsongkhapa teaching in next life. Oh, there's something that you should do now. It's not just mere wish. Oh. So, then you could say, what are you trying to say? I practice Lamrim. I consider myself as a Lamrim practitioner, nothing more, nothing less. You know, I think about Lamrim on a daily basis. And I pray for Lama Tsongkhapa that I will meet Lamrim teaching next, or maybe not to be born in Ganden Pure Land. There's many things. Sorry, my teaching is like crow making nest. There's no order. One piece pick it up, put it there, one piece pick it up there, and it looks like this. No. I'm not some kind of the bird that make their nest very neat. Not like that, all that. So now you need to put it together, make it more. you are the one who's making everything beautiful. I just messed this up. We put it together. Lamrim is so when you read the song of experience composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, in the very beginning sections, before you reach to the precious human life, what Lama Tsongkhapa said, read and think a little bit what Lama Tsongkhapa said about his Lamrim teachings. From the beginning, from almost to till you reach to the precious human life, between that, you read and read slowly and see what Lama Tsongkhapa was saying about the Lamrim teachings. Then you realize, oh, it's an important one. It's important. Okay? So now what time is Dumasi? What time is over?
Yes, Geshe-la, there's about 5 minutes left.
Okay, so now you stop. So,
Oh, Geshe-la?
Yeah.
There was a question from a student who asked, in this time when so many are suffering from depression and anxiety and mental illness, is there any way to slightly adjust the medicine Buddha visualization to focus specifically on mental and emotional suffering?
So, yeah, you are supposed to focus on whatever physical problem that you have, you know, so that you are need to specifically focus on that when you do medicine Buddha. like depressions, the what's called anxiety. So that's why I request all of you pray for every living being, every day, all the time, till you reach enlightenment. You know, so pray for every day. So, Tamala, you remember that word that we recite, the dedication part, as I request you to say 3 times, dedication part from the Chandi Devas. Not just 1 time, 3 times, you remember that. As I said, I recited that 3 times. Chola kuni lidan sims. Chola kuni lidan sims. No matter wherever they are, you remember. Chola kuni lidan sims. Dungan neba chini ba teta. That is something to dega chintu. If you are doing some practice at your home, so in the end you do dedication, then you say this Nishanli Deva dedication from the chapter number 10. When you reach to this specific word, then I myself repeat 3 times, and I dedicate all my merit, for that. Chola kuni lidan sims. Dunga neva chini, but tada dhaga sunam ji dega jansu tabashus. Remember? Something, the suffering related to the mind and body, due to merit I created by myself, children, you remember? Don't say mute everybody else. You know, now, Samala, your speech dissolves into emptiness, cannot hear. Everybody else's speech dissolves into emptiness, cannot hear. Now need to visualize what Samala is saying, so you have no idea.
May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may these never occur again.
Not the other one. That's like one that reaches the mind and body.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind,
oh, that one,
in an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits.
Oh, so you know, you say our merit, if you're doing your practice, my merit, I repeat this word 3 times with contemplation, you know, so like, there are so many problems related to the mind, people like experiencing depression, anxiety, so then there's so many disorders. So many disorders, so many different kinds of disorders. So that's in the development world. The world, there's so much development world. Can you imagine the third world country? Even in the development world, there's so many problems related to the mind, anxiety, you know, so there are like many different types of disorder, then fear, anxiety, depression. So then why not every single day pray, whatever merit that you create, you dedicate it for that cause, and you repeat this sentence 3 times with your heart, dedicate every day, dedicate. Then once in a while people ask, oh Gita, can you pray for this, yes, you pray, not just because this person asks, you are praying for that every single day. So that's why I request all of you, pray for happiness, you know, pray for like that. Doesn't matter. Oh, don't say, oh, I'm nothing to do with that. Oh, don't say that. It's not my thing to say, you know. We have moral responsibility for prayer. Can you say the word again? Chola kuni lidan se dunga neva chini ba tada dage sonum tu dega janto thoba se. Again, dissolve into emptiness, put it here. We need to visualize.
I'm sorry.
We need to visualize what Hamla is saying, need to visualize.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits.
Yeah, we just say this now. This will be somewhat dedicated. We just say this three times together.
May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain a notion of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on flying. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be plenty rain, bountiful harvest. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick still quickly be healed of their trauma. Whatever diseases are in the world, may these never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, or as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now the long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good, all-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso. Please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama, ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You who uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Majjhana's victorious doctrine, who masterfully accomplish magnificent prayers, honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha. 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 Om Taritu Taritu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. So children, thank you very much for translating all the people back in Patagonia. Thank you so much. And all of you have a wonderful Sunday. Please be safe and well. So see you, some of you, on Wednesday night. So then maybe some of you next Sunday. Okay? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
Thank you, Geshe-la.
And thank you, Geshe-la. Thank you for watching on YouTube also.